Test 5. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man talking to a woman about hiring a car. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm Carlton Mackay, and you booked me some flights recently to Australia and some internal ones?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mackay. I remember you now, of course.
Well, I find I'm going to need car hire while I'm in Sydney after all. I think you said you could recommend a good value company?
Yes, that's right. Cost-wise cars. They're very good and don't charge lots of extras. They have 3 offices in the Sydney area, including 1 office right at the airport.
The number of offices in Sydney is 3, so 3 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm Carlton Mackay and you booked me some flights recently to Australia and some internal ones?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mackay. I remember you now, of course.
Well, I find I'm going to need car hire while I'm in Sydney after all. I think you said you could recommend a good value company?
Yes, that's right. Cost-wise cars. They're very good and don't charge lots of extras. They have 3 offices in the Sydney area, including 1 office right at the airport.
So I'll just book it online?
Yes, you can book online, but you should have their phone number too, just in case.
Of course.
That's 1-800-705-639. It's on the website, and you can get a discount if you quote your booking reference from us.
Oh, what's that?
I mean the one you got from me when we booked your flights. I have it here. 743-002.
Oh, thanks. I guess I've got it at home, but I'll write it down again in case. A discount is good. So, where exactly is the office? I'll be coming to the domestic terminal from Melbourne.
It's immediately outside the international terminal.
Okay. And another thing I want to check is, will they be open when I arrive, or is it just office hours?
Well, they open at 7:15 and close at 6:15 in the evening. So let's see. You're due to land at 6:10. By the time you've collected your bags and so on, which will take a little while, they won't be open. But if you arrange it in advance, they can wait for you. You do have to pay an extra $30 for that, though.
Okay. Well, I'm staying near the airport the first night, so I could go back in the morning and save a day's hire?
Yes, that'd be better. That'd save you about $50.
Do you know what kind of cars they have?
Quite a variety, I think. The best value should be under $60 a day, with luck. That would be the Echo, I guess.
Sorry?
E-C-H-O. Like when your voice bounces back?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10.
pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
I suppose I have to book online before I leave?
That's the best way. They won't deduct any charges until you finish with the car, but they do need your credit card number when you book, and of course they'll want to see your driving licence when you collect. How long will you need it?
I'm in Sydney for 7 days. I'll only actually need to use it on 3 or 4 of those days, I hope, but I'll keep it for the whole week. I guess it's going to be a few $100s. Can you suggest anything I can do to keep the cost down?
Oh, you get quite a big discount if you do less than 1,000 kilometres in the week.
Oh, that's good. I don't suppose I will be driving that far, actually.
But, oh yes, the other thing I should mention is the insurance. It's included in the price.
Oh, that is good value then.
Yes, but what you must remember is that it doesn't cover anything except the car, so you must be careful not to leave anything at all in it when you park, because your luggage isn't insured, even if it's out of sight, locked in the boot.
Yeah, well, I think my travel policy will cover that, actually.
Good.
Okay, and can I return the car outside office hours? My flight home is very early in the morning. Can I put the keys through the door or something?
There's a secure box just outside the office on the pavement. You just drop the keys in there.
Oh, good.
And one other thing, you should remember to buy petrol before you leave it. If you don't drop the car back with a full tank, you get charged to fill it. I recommend you go to a supermarket before you go out to the airport.
Thanks for the tip.
Not at all. Do call in again if there's anything else I can help with.
I will. Many thanks.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section 2.